into our regular session. We're going to do item 6B, General Services Sanitation.
Good morning. Amanda Kimball, Project Coordinator for General Services. I'm here to give you guys an update on where we are at with the transfer stations. About a year ago, in July, we posted our first RFP to go out since our current operator's contract ends this June 30th. There was an awarded contract, but then they pulled, so we had to go out a second time in November. It was unsuccessful. There was no qualifying bids. So since then, we have been working since December with a company out of Ashland to help us move forward with potentially them coming in and operating. We have been working on environmental reports to make sure that we are doing our due diligence for this company to come in and take over operations. But as we stand right now, we are working with Recology to haul the waste out of both sites. We have contracts in for review for Mike Peters, Inc. He is supplying the equipment and the staffing of that equipment to load the waste into the trailers to be hauled away. Last week, we conducted in 2 days interviews for site attendants for each location. These site attendants will be working the scale house, working with customers, e-waste, the u-waste, and going behind the loaders in raking and picking up the trash around the facilities.
Are those the existing workers now?
Currently, yes. Everybody who has accepted the positions and signed the letters are current employees.
So those are the people that we interviewed with?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. We did interview one other potential person that worked years ago, so we have some backup. The Quarica is low on staff. There are 3 site attendants there right now, and they worked diligently last week and currently with getting the amount of waste off the tipping floor. We are working with the road department and 2 of our guys to fix the tipping floor in Quarica. So we have put out notices there that there will be maintenance this Friday and Saturday to fix the tipping floor. There are also notices out there for the almost next week, will be a month, saying that we are going to be under new management and that we will be closed July 1st through the 4th. Our plan is to, as long as the transition is done successfully and smoothly, we will be open on the 3rd for the commercial haulers. We are currently working on all the AR for people like where to transfer and stuff like that to have charge accounts. We mailed out over 50 letters to what we call heavy hitters, construction companies that have a lot of waste that are coming in, and then of course all the curbside pickup. And then small tasks right now, getting all the cow recycle forms filled out, power, phones, all that kind of stuff transferred in the county's name, and then just making contact with the vendors that are out there for all the recycling that, you know, counties coming in and be the main contacts. So what we got going on right now. Any questions?
Where to start?
Yeah.
Do you
So, great to have the update. My only concern would be, and it sounds like you're already getting ahead of that curve, is the least amount of interaction that can happen at the site, because that's where it's going to occur.
Yeah.
People coming in. I'm glad that we have existing personnel, because that'll help ease the transition. It's just that people are already talking about everything that's going to happen that isn't yet, right? And so just be aware of that.
Yep.
We need to be user-friendly because, we're kind of the government coming in, and so we need to put on our, and I know you will, I'm not saying you will, put on our best face, because it may get complicated. Just so long as we don't have closures, after this first initial part, that we can just continue on. That would drive the most complaints. If you know.
I'm avoiding that at all costs.
Thank you. I can foresee what could happen, so
yeah.
I'm glad you're ahead of that curve.
We've been having plenty of conversation with both staff, all staffing at both sites, to just be able to have everything in place where it's smooth sailing, where they don't feel like they're missing anything, that they have everything that they need, and that the public and commercial haulers will just be able to do business as normal.
Will the hours of operation be as they are now?
Yes.
And
we're not
the same
changing
days
anything.
Off after the 4th is,
yes.
I guess, where I'm headed. So.
We're not changing anything,
okay.
Except for us trying to come in and keep it running.
Right. And will the Saturday operation create any difficulty for us?
No.
No. Okay.
Nope. Dry Creek's still open. The haulers are still, it's still going to go.
Great. Thank you.
Supervisor Robert?
That so far has been the only thing that I've heard from the public is that it's closing. And that's been my response is no, we're not.
Yep.
And it's only going to be closed for the transition.
Correct.
So that's the only thing I can say is as long as we get the word out that only these days for this short amount of time and then we are reopened as normal. That's the only thing I can think of at this point that needs to be, you know, really blasted out there. I really appreciate you being able to think about and prepare for as much of the catastrophe that could happen as possible. Your preparation has been spot on, and you're able to think of just about everything. You're hopefully prepared for the best and worst scenarios.
Well, can't make everybody happy.
No,
but
our
main goal is to keep it going and not have to close.
Right. So at this point, it seems like we're able to, you know, keep moving forward, which is the intent. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Supervisor Chris?
I have no questions, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Howe?
No questions, only one comment. Recently, went to the dump and had a pleasant experience.
Good. Because we don't get that feedback.
Was that
I got to tell you, that's been rare. But anyway, something's different.
I think our involvement, we've stepped in, we've had me and Steve out there weekly. Last few weeks have been daily. Communicating with the staff, just being a presence there has seemed to help a little bit with the current people that are there. So
I think for me, and you know I've been fairly involved with this, if for nothing else, it's holding a project dear to my heart here, the bridge expansion of Exiskey.
Mm-hmm.
This has taken a lot of focus, and I've conveyed that to all the parties. And I'll say this, I haven't been getting a lot of calls regarding the operation. I think if anything, we take this as an opportunity to improve the process. You know, by now I've been wanting a year-round green waste program. I think that's just warranted with the in this day and age, if you will. So, you know, moving forward, I think, you know, yeah, that little short closure, that's quite acceptable. I think Recology wants a clean bill.
Yes.
Type thing.
Their main concerns through all of this is what's been on the native soil.
Right.
So, most of what's been on the native soil have been the metal.
The metal parts.
So I have been searching for metal recyclers to help us in that. You know, whether it's a roll-off bin that gets taken off quickly, how we can do better with the appliances.
Well, I would look to Recology for some input. What's the best approach?
Yeah, and that, talking to them about what we've been doing. They're very pleased with our continuation to bring them in as quickly as possible.
Okay. So I'm positive that we'll be better on the other side of it.
Yes.
So I appreciate all the effort that you're putting
into
it.
We'll be putting in a little bit more love into both transfer stations to improve the processes for the community. There wasn't much communication before, and we are stepping in to make sure that everything is going to move smoothly from here on out. So.
Okay. Thank you.
One quick follow-up. Are we interacting with current staff as to what works, what doesn't?
Yes,
they do. So that, that communication factor is open, because obviously they've been doing it, and there may be things that we should do differently and not
yes.
do. And
yes, okay. Open communication has been very important to Steve and I with the current employees. They've given us some feedback. They've given us, things that have worked, things that they need, and we're trying to accommodate.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Natalie, do we have an urgency item regarding this? Will we do that now? I was ahead of you. Did you see me on that? I'm on my A game today.
Yes. So this item would be to delegate authority to the county administrator to execute a transportation services agreement with Recology in substantially the same form as presented to the board today. We have copies of the contract in its current form that still needs to go through legal review, so it would be subject to any proposed amendments by county council. I will distribute those to the board now, and we have a couple of copies for the public.
Take one, two.
Did you do this, Natalie?
I did not.
Oh.
I had it printed, but I have not been involved with it.
There's two of these.
And if there's a staff member who's knowledgeable about the contract?
I was just curious. Any questions from the board?
And associated with this delegation would be authorization for the county administrator to execute any other associated contract for the transition of the county's transfer stations. I believe there's reference to Mike Peterson, subject to future ratification of that by the board.
Chair.
Mm-hmm.
Question for whoever cares has the answer. So, the rates and fees that we approved, I believe, a year ago,
mm-hmm.
They will still stand.
Correct.
With additional fuel charge.
Correct. Everything that you guys have approved in the ordinance essentially will now come to the county to then facilitate the contracts that we need to keep it running.
Right.
So.
On the page 4 of the transportation services agreement, indemnification. This looks like the county carries a blanket protection for the contractor. As I read this, are there exceptions to it, like willful acts of misconduct, those kinds of things that could cause injury to others that are outside like OSHA standards or something like that?
So my understanding is that we received this proposed contract this morning from Recology, so this will be subject to council review and any recommended changes, and subject to risk management review. To make sure that we have favorable terms in regards to
that. Okay. So we're not approving this today?
What you would be approving is a contract that is substantially in the same form, subject to council review and amendment. This could also be brought back for ratification. I think the concern of the administrator's office is just to have something in place July 1st.
Okay.
Correct.
Michael, please.
So it will come back for ratification is what I guess I'm hearing.
Is
the fuel surcharge essentially what we've been asked to be doing for the last 10 years? I mean, with this fuel surcharge, look, this is pretty clean, but I think this is what the current provider has been asking for, so that when, because if I'm reading this correctly, as gas prices go up, so does the amount that they're going to be charging us to haul.
Well, the current contract was created as like a franchise fee. Fuel
right.
was not in it. This current contract is to essentially pay for the services of Recology hauling trash,
right.
staff time, and paying, of course, for fueling.
Right.
Because that's the main cost of hauling the trash.
Right.
Yeah.
No, understood. And I think the current provider has been making that known to us. I guess what I'm after is what we've been asking for all along is some type of a surcharge in here for fuel so that whoever's doing it doesn't get stuck with or stuck at X price.
Yeah.
Is that what this is doing? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes.
That's
okay.
what I'm
yeah.
heard.
Yeah,
that's,
I just want to make
yes,
sure.
That's
okay.
how I read it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else?
So you need a motion to approve the urgency item, and I would make that motion.
1 second.
And that was Natalie's recommended
yeah,
motion.
Yeah, for clarification, it maybe has the page, but it would be authorizing the CAO to execute a contract in substantially the same form as the one presented to you today, accepting those changes recommended by council, and then to be brought back for board ratification, along with any other associated contract for transfer of operations of the transfer station.
And you're planning on having the ratification on July 11th?
Correct.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobza?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.